producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It is another beautiful 13-degree day here in sunny Southside Fargo. And I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek because, I don't know, it's nice outside. The weather isn't frightful yet, and I'm dreading coming to work and having to play that song. But, yeah, 13 degrees, 14-mile-per-hour wind, that sort of thing. Tioga, 1 degree. One. That's a single digit, 1 degree. That's where you're at out there in Tioga. I'm your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club, where we attempt to bring you a modicum of common sense every morning right about this time. A couple of things I want to talk about today. One, and on my 2 to 5 show, we had a couple of shows, I think at least five, with people on both sides of this issue, the net neutrality. So I don't know if you've heard the Obama wants net neutrality. He's pushing for it. He's officially supporting net neutrality. And he says that internet service providers should not be allowed to control or pick winners and losers. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, you know, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? No pun intended. But think about that. This is big government, dude. This is like, this is Barack Obama, the socialist extraordinaire. This is the guy that's saying that an entity should not pick winners and the thing that he controls, the mechanism that he is implementing right now, that's its entire outlook. That's its entire worldview is for his the elitist. Where he is in Washington should be allowed to control, you know, and pick the winners and the losers. That's what he's all about. But if a private industry, if he thinks that a private industry is taking that track, then oh man, he is incensed. He is outraged. He can't have it. Off comes the white gloves. His sense of dignity is impugned and that sort of thing. And I looked at his statement, his official statement supporting net neutrality. And isn't it nice how they use those words, net neutrality, puppies and kittens, cotton candy and rainbows, unicorn farts and that sort of whatever little flowery moniker you want to put on it, net neutrality. Because, you know, the government has always been able to control things to the betterment, to the benefit of the folks, right? Wrong. I'm thinking about Obamacare. How well that worked out. I mean, just the website. I mean, you want to talk about the government getting involved in the tech industry. I mean, think about just the website. How many billions of dollars? And keep in mind, this is a website that they couldn't get up and off the ground without tons. I don't even have enough time in this show to get to all of the bugs that were in that Obamacare website, not to mention how much it costs and the security lack thereof. One of the white hat guys over there said it looked like it was built around a hole. It was built around a lack of security. So you can get in there and do what you needed to do, that sort of thing. Net neutrality, Ted Cruz said this. Ted Cruz said that net neutrality is the Obamacare for the internet. It should not operate at the speed of government. That was Cruz talking about net neutrality, and I agree. It would put the government in charge of determining pricing, terms of services, what products can be delivered, that kind of thing. Doesn't that sound just a little bit like Obamacare? Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. But this, the folks that are over this, the folks that the elitists out there in Washington, they do not believe. They don't believe that we, the people, or the private sector, or, you know, they don't think that we're smart enough. They don't. They don't believe that we are smart enough to let the markets, the free markets, dictate where we spend our money, how we spend our money, whether or not the market will correct itself if something untowards is happening, that sort of thing. They don't believe. They think that they have the power because they are all-knowing, all-powerful, brilliant, brilliant people in their own hoity-toity minds, in their own and their upper echelons of society, they believe that they know what's best. It's like a mother knows best on steroids. Anyway, Larry, out there in Fargo, what's going on? What's on your mind, buddy?
Were you referring to the elites that run the Republican Party?
Oh, yeah. Elitist comes in all sizes, shapes, and colors, man. And I know where you're going with it, and I agree. I think that a lot of Republicans are Democrat-light, and we've been conditioned to believe that just because they have an R behind their name, then they're going to be on our side. I know that a lot of folks out there agree with me when I say a ton of rhinos are anything but.
No, what I really want to know, Leon, is why does the law mean nothing in the United States anymore? I think with our current president, I think I can go out and rob the bank today and not have to suffer any consequences. You know, this
well, the law means something. The law means something, Larry, only
doesn't.
To the plebs. No, hear me out. It means something to the folks down here on the bottom, the grunts, the guys and gals that go to work every day and make this economy work. It means something, and yeah, you will comply if you're me or Larry or Dustin or somebody like that. It doesn't apply to the folks in the office, and I get where you're going. Illegal immigration, this guy, he is going to implement it. I mean, he's got a 10-point plan to legalize basically 5 million illegal immigrants and cause another mini what happened this summer with the kids coming across the border. Because he plans on
illegal immigrants. It's the
we can go on now.
He's letting out of jail. You know, rapists, drunk drivers, murderers. And then all these diseased kids are being spread around the country, adding to the cost of education, probably even here in Fargo.
Yeah.
But the law means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. If I want to drive down 4th Street at 60 miles an hour, the cops can't do a damn thing to me because I'm going to change my name to Jose Jimenez.
Thanks, Larry. And I agree. Man, and sometimes it seems like unless you have like a Hernandez or a Gonzalez, that's what I think I'll try that. I've been known to have a bit of a lead foot, and I'm not going to run away from that. I've been known to have I think the next time I'm pulled over, I'm just going to say, no habla English, you know, I'm going to, but. You know, if they catch you doing that, yeah, that's another charge. So you can't do that. But I could pass for Cuban, I think. Right, Mr. Producer? You think I could pass for Cuban? Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, there you go. And that's another thing I want to talk about today is the immigration. What is going on? I better see Republicans standing up and going, hey, no way, absolutely not. That's what I had better see that, or we're going to have problems. We are definitely going to have problems. I was looking over Obama's, I think it's a 10-point immigration plan via executive action. Just the name just kind of cheeses my grits. But the fact of the matter is, if implemented and if allowed to run unchecked, it will legalize 4.5, some would even say 5 million illegal immigrants through their children. So the kids would be automatically, you're in the country, plus your parents. So you think that might cause, you know, the folks in those third world countries, those little socialist countries down there to say, hey, little Johnny, hey, little Jane, you're going to get on this bus and you're going to make the trek up to the United States and then you're going to send back for us. Fundamentally changing the demographics of America. Think about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more and later on in the show. We'll be right back with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free, any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back on a chilly 13-degree morning here in sunny Southside, Fargo. Jim, we're going to get to your call in just a second, but I want to bring my guest on, Blankita Cullum, dispensing some common sense to the folks this early in the morning. A lot of times it's early without my coffee. I can't do it. So I reach out to Blankita Cullum so she can help me out a little bit. So,
yeah, well, I gotta help you because it's cold over there and you need a little hot common sense.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, my brain don't work so hot when it's 13 degrees out. It could be worse. I could be in Tioga and it's 1 degree out there. So,
my Lord.
I want to ask you, though, a couple of things that I'm a little fuzzy on. Net neutrality. Are you familiar with the term?
Not really, but explain it to me.
Well, basically, the government would regulate the internet
public. I don't want the government and the internet at all. This is ridiculous.
So just the fact that I said, you know, government regulating, you're like, no.
No, no way. It's the last frontier is the internet. And they're trying to control it. It's like you can't control the water. Why should you be able to control the net?
No, they're trying to control the water.
But we got to stop it. You did what I'm saying. It's like everybody wants to be the boss of it. Who do you trust in the federal government at this point? Really, frankly, nobody.
Absolutely not.
Would you let the IRS do it? Would you let Homeland Security do it? Would you let the Labor Department do it? Pick an agency, any agency.
Yeah, and the thing that strikes me as just hilarious is Obama says, you know, that he doesn't want big industries picking winners and losers. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're the guy that thinks that the government should pick winners, and this is this is what you're bringing to the table.
Well, government becomes its own industry, okay? So that's a joke. And frankly, they do things behind the scenes. They do things in the dark. The interesting thing that's happened, Leon, and I spoke with Ellen, who had a meeting at the White House this morning, which is why she's not on. But I talked to her about this leak that came out allegedly out of the White House about what the strategy is on the plans for the president to do this signing an amnesty. I have to believe, and you may think I'm crazy, but I have to believe that there are people on the inside being where the Democrats are saying, listen, you need to let this out because you know what? This comes forward and the president signs this thing. You think there was a disaster when this last election, it's going to be worse than ever. And I have to think that that's how the leak came out. And if you don't think that in this town that you don't have constitutional attorneys from both sides of the aisle looking how to defeat that edict before the president comes down with the pen, then you don't know D.C.
Wow. I want to ask you something about, net neutrality, the Obamacare of the Internet. We're talking about that today. But there's something else on my mind. Two things, as a matter of fact. One, the 10-point immigration edict that's coming down. I think it's coming down this week, as a matter of fact, before Christmas.
Well, they're going to try to, but I think it's going to be, I think that's what I'm saying. I think that there people are the Democrats, like Mary Landrieu type of Democrats.
Yeah.
And even though some of them got back in, they are freaking out. And the president, what maybe you don't realize is that he's not beloved on the other side of the aisle either. And so, I mean, you think about how many people lost their jobs because of that guy. So I'm sure there's a strategy that's going to try to defeat this.
Well, I do believe that there are folks that are going to try to defeat this, but it speaks to a larger point. And we talk about progressives all the time and the fundamentally transformation of America and that sort of thing. When you're injecting and with the stroke of his pen, if everything goes according to the way Obama wants it to, with the stroke of his pen, about 4.5 to 5 million folks will instantly become, you know, legal citizens here in America through their children. So I'm thinking, And these folks are not going to vote Democrat. I mean, they're not going to vote Republican.
I'm not even sure that many of them are even politically savvy. Look, I have a particular
interest. No. I don't believe they're going to be politically savvy.
I don't think so.
But when you think about the fact that the Democrats have a GOTV machine that will turn these folks out, hey, you know, our guy got you in the country, got your mom over here, that sort of thing.
They don't necessarily go to the polls. Even traditionally speaking, I know this having worked with Southwest Voter Registration in the past, which deals with Latino voters. As you know, I'm a Latina. And there's a very poor turnout in the Latin community as far as voting. They don't vote traditionally in a strong block. The other part of this, Leon, is when you realize how high our unemployment is right now, and the fact of the matter is that people now who have gotten the right to live here will not have to be working under the table anymore, so they will be getting minimum wage or more, because, you know, a lot of traditionally people have been hiring Latinos because they've been paying them less than minimum wage. The whole burden of the economy is going to flip like crazy. And again, I bring this question up, being a Mexican-American, is why this president doesn't go to the Mexican president and say, do you want to be a third world country or not? Why are we treating Mexico like a third world country when they're our biggest trading partner, when they have lots of product, whether it's oil, food, any kind of thing that you can imagine? And if it's the narco trafficking, why don't we create jobs on both sides of the aisle where we will be able to fight those traffickers much more strongly because you've created a middle class in Mexico? This is offensive on so many levels, I can't tell you.
Yeah, and you're right. And it leaves me scratching my head also. Why is our policy with Mexico, basically what you said, treating it like a third world country and allowing slave labor over here?
I question whether the president is working with the Mexican president to create a crippled economy in that country, and why? What is the real reason behind it? Because wouldn't Mexico want to stand on its own 2 feet? I don't get that.
I think I do. Basically create a sieve. You create a third world country status down there that gets the folks coming up here, and again, fundamentally changing the demographic makeup of the country and the political makeup of the
Canada?
Country.
Would you do it with Canada? Canada's not our biggest trading partner. Mexico is.
Right.
Is it a racist thing? You know, we love to throw that word around.
We got to talk about that. Blanquita, we got to talk about that. We'll do that first thing tomorrow morning. We'll be right back with the Common Sense Club.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We're back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. There is so much to talk about going on in our fair country of ours that's been, I don't know, this guy that we got running the White House anyway, he is basically doing this country a disservice, in my opinion, fundamentally transforming America. When I think it was all right, you know, before you started with all the tinkering and the social engineering and that sort of thing. I want to get to Jim first, and then we're going to go to my next guest, Gregory Hager. You probably heard him on this station before. He does concerts. Awesome guy, country singer. I saw him live once with his daughter. A musical family man. It's just awesome. And we're going to talk about Veterans Day just passed, and some things that he's been doing for Veterans Day, Veterans Week. He's a guy that supports our military 100%, and he has a couple of songs that'll bring a tear or two to your eye. So we're going to talk to him in just a second. But I want to go out to Jim because he's been holding for like 15 minutes. So, Jim, out in Fargo, what's on your mind, buddy?
I don't want to defend the Republican Party because, I mean, they've done enough wrong. But the truth of the matter is the people that could stop this madman in the White House is the Democrats. In 1974, we had some patriotic American Republicans that went to Richard Nixon and said, look, you're tearing this country apart. Get out. Get out. You know, the country cannot take any more of this. And where are the patriots in the Democratic Party that can go up to Barack Obama and say, look, I know that you think you're God. I know that you think you're untouchable, but you're ripping this nation to shreds. And it doesn't make any difference. There'll be nothing left for the Democratic Party. That does us no good. That does us no good because we'll be in such tough shape that we won't be able to repair it. I mean, this man is very sick. He's a very sick human being.
And I think he gets his marching orders from a little cabal of elitists up there in Washington and in various socialist countries. But
George Soros, yep. The one.
But what I want to say is the Democrats have been running from the guy. I mean, you look at Mary Landrieu down there after her race baiting comments before the elections. She is like running from the Democrats right now. And I think
he's all mad about that. They need to go up to him and say, we cannot take this anymore. This nation cannot take what you're doing to it. And the Democratic Party, I mean, they understand what the shambles they're in. But this nation cannot stand any more of this man's ruling. I mean, he is, we're at a breaking point.
We are definitely at a crossroads right now, Jim. I thank you for your calls and your comments, and thank you for holding, man. it's always good to hear from you. So I'm going to go to Gregory now, and we're going to talk about one of his songs that I heard. And whenever I hear this song, seriously, if I'm driving in my car, I have to kind of pull over because it makes you think. I mean, it really makes you think. So, Greg, are you on with us?
I sure am. It's great to hear you, Leon.
Oh, man, it's good to hear you. I hear your commercial sometimes, and you're singing this one song. What is the name of the song that is in the commercial here on AM 1100?
The song is called Not Every Hero, and as you listen to it, It's a song that I wrote for veterans. As a writer, you want to capture an emotion. You want to capture a great story and just retell it. And it's one of those songs that it catches me. When I sing it, I almost cry, Leon, because the reality of our soldiers who have paid, some of them, the ultimate price with their life, and those that are maimed and coming back with emotional or physical scars, anybody who serves is a hero. And I wrote the song to say that it's not just the guys who die, but the guys, anyone who is willing to step up and say, yes, sir, I will go, those are the real heroes, whether men or women, I don't care what branch of military. The guys who serve and provide our freedoms are the ones that are the heroes.
Absolutely. And I had a couple of guests on this week. I'm talking about the sacrifices that these folks make, that these veterans make. A lot of times we don't see it, but a lot of times, yeah, the pain and their sacrifice is visible. But sometimes it's not so. And then you got the military families that they are in that hole. When these folks sign up to go over and, you know, pledge their basically their lives and their sanity sometimes in defense of freedom, it is no small thing. And a hero is exactly right. That's the correct moniker to put on those folks. So you were in Lisbon a week ago, correct?
Yes, I was. It was last Tuesday night on November 4th, and you brought up something that I want to just elucidate on, that you said, you know, you don't always see it. When I sang that song, I did a setup on that song in my concert, and I said, I took off my hat and I hung it on the end of my guitar, and I said, you folks are the reason. You're the greatest generation. You're the reason that we have freedom in this country. And I said, this song is for you. And, you know, they didn't know what was coming. I had a room full of people, those that were residents at the home, and then a lot of folks came in from the community. We had a packed out community center. And I set the song up and I started singing it. And it's a true story, exactly as it happened. And you don't see it, but when I looked out there and I see a drip of a teardrop coming down someone's eyes, or I see handkerchiefs coming out and daubing their eyes or wiping a drip off their nose, I mean, that's when you know you made a connection. And just as I almost couldn't sing it. I mean, to look at guys who I found out later, some of those guys ran uphill facing 50 caliber gunfire, and have jumped off in every continent in the nation. It's staggering the sacrifices that our veterans make, and freedom. Wow, it costs something.
Yeah. And you said a mouthful when you said freedom. Wow. Absolutely. And I'm not going to wax too political, but that's why it really cheeses my grits when I hear about things like what's happening in Veterans Affairs and that whole thing. That's why it really, really upsets me when something like that happens to our vets, because you're right. Some of these guys were charging uphill facing 50 cal, you know, jumping off in all theaters of war, hostile environments, where they the casualty rates were very, very high. And the idea that some elitist in Washington and this little administration that they put together would, you know, demoralize and demean these folks and not give them the care that they deserve, it really incenses me. But I'm not going to wax political on this issue. I know how much you love and admire the vets. When I hear you singing, especially that song, man, it comes through. I mean, every strum of your guitar string is emotional. And my hat's off to you. I'm going to try to play a portion of that song as we go out. But can you set it up just a little bit more so the folks will be so the folks will have an idea of what they're going to hear. And then tell us where we can go and get that and pick up that song.
Absolutely. The where folks can pick up or find more about my music is simply at greghager.com. All my music is on iTunes and Amazon. They can order albums directly through my website. I've got a web store there. But the setup to the song, I was down in Tennessee, and I love people, Leon, and so I visit with folks wherever I go, and, you know, I see a veteran's hat, and I want to find out the story. And I was visiting with an old man, and it turns out, you know, he said he was a prisoner of war, and he got very angry. And the whole song is sort of about the whole point of his setup getting upset because he didn't come back in a body bag. He didn't feel, as an old man, a World War II veteran, that he had anything to contribute in life because he wasn't a hero. How can an old man in our country who served in the war not think that they were a hero? And the song is exactly my answer. I told him, I said, sir, I said, the fact that you were willing to go, that's what makes you the hero. It's not whether you died or not. It's that you were willing to go, and not every hero has to die. You are the hero because you answered the call and you said, yes, sir, and you went out. That's what makes you a hero. And tears stream from his eyes, and tears stream from my eyes, and the song, and whatever minutes you have, that's the setup of the song, because not every hero has to die.
Man, that is powerful. That is, wow. I want to ask you, where can folks go to see where, and I know you do concerts around the state and in Minnesota also. I think you just had a concert a day or two ago, right, over in Minnesota? Well,
last night we sang a concert down in Earhart.
Okay. So where would a guy go if he wanted to see if you were going to be in a town near him or her?
Well, they could out at my website, greghager.com. They can check out my full schedule. If they want me to come to their town, Leon, they can just drop me an email at greg@greghager.com, where I've got a contact form on the website, and they can put in a request, and we'll get all the details worked out. We'll come do a gospel program or a Western or country-style program. But it's all family-friendly music. It's all original music. That's what my specialty is the music that I've written and just retelling great stories.
So explain your genre again. I think I thought I heard you say gospel.
But about half of the music I write, Leon, is gospel, country-style gospel. The other half, I call it Western-styled country. In that it's not rock and roll and it's not blues. It's what country's supposed to be, stuff you can listen to that tells a good story. And so, you know, that's, I mean, my faith is very strong. And so to sing my faith in story, or to sing the stories of the life that I was raised, the life that I love, the Western lifestyle, I mean, that's what we do. That's what we do as a specialty for a family.
Why do you love the Western lifestyle so much? And I hear you singing about that, and I think it's awesome. But I just kind of want to pick your brain. What's so great about the cowboy lifestyle, the Western lifestyle, in your opinion?
Well, if you boil it down to its simplest principles, it truly is the original American spirit. Honor your word, honor your God, honor women. Do what you say you're going to do. You're riding for the brand. You're representing something that's greater than yourself, and you're going to stick. It's you. You are identified with who you are, and you know that aspect of life, I think, is missing in our current generation, that they don't have a vision of something greater than themselves.
Hey Greg, can you give me 1 minute on the other side of the break?
Absolutely.
Good deal. Thanks, Greg. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club and Gregory Hager.
0550 and tell us what's on your mind. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I'll tell you once again, my friend, about the cowboy way. Chance to master it and live it every day. It really isn't difficult. It's mostly common sense. Just doing what you know is right. Respect and moral fence.
That's the cowboy
code. Is loosely written because
because it's something that you do.
That's the cowboy way. That's
love your neighbor as yourself, your God and country too.
And this is Greg Hager. This is my guest that's on now. I loved every single word in that little clip. As a matter of fact, every word is spot on. And if you want to see some of Greg's work, YouTube, I did a quick YouTube of you, and yeah, you got videos up here. You can also go to greghager.com. That's GREGHAGER.com. And you have package deals available here. The country collection for very low money, the gospel pack for very low money. But these packages look awesome. I love your music, man. I'm just, and I'm not like a paid promoter of Greg Hager, but I love his music. I think it's awesome. I think it's phenomenal. We saw you in concert. My kids could be there, throughout the entire concert, and I would not have to earmuff them at all during the entire concert. So if you want family-friendly entertainment, this is the way you go. From greghager.com. So, and you can also, you said you have them on, your songs on iTunes also, right?
Yeah, both on iTunes and Amazon. I do allow, even though it doesn't pay much, I do allow streaming on Spotify and Rhapsody and all of those, just, exposure, that always helps. But folks want the high-quality version, buy the album, buy the CD, or else, Amazon, iTunes, download it. We get the music out there however folks would like to get it.
Okay, if a guy wanted to buy a bunch of singles, put together a little package for veterans that he knows, how would I go about doing something like that?
Well, for buying singles,
Do you have singles?
On physical disc, I do not. The easiest way to do singles, though, is simply to use the beauty of iTunes and say, I want this song, and this song. And then you bought it, and you can download, small playlists or convert those to an album once you've purchased them. I've just never had a reason to just do singles at this point because of the beauty of iTunes single songs.
Yeah, it's the beauty of technology, man. It's awesome. And you could pretty much put together your own little playlist of Greg Hager songs and, just kind of throw it in the Bluetooth MP3 nowadays. I can't even believe that I'm talking about singles. Who uses CDs anymore? I think I'm dating myself, but man, I wanted to bring you on because I've heard your music and sometimes I'm driving down the road and I'm always tuned into AM 1100 The Flag, always. And sometimes I hear your commercial and seriously, I think it was a day or two ago, I had to pull over. I mean, it was that emotional, and it was close to Veterans Day. It might have been the day before, and just knowing, I know a ton of vets. As a matter of fact, I know a couple that just passed. But man, it is an emotional deal here. Come on, Siri. Sorry, my apologies, listeners. I must have said Siri's name, and she is answering me right now. Wow.
Anyway,
I know, and that whole technology, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, but I just wanted to say my hat's off to you, man. I support you in whatever you do, and I'm hoping that our listeners here in the Common Sense Club support you also. I'm on greghager.com. Do you have any upcoming concerts?
I do, and I want to mention, I do have a Christmas album, Leon. It's all original music, so if folks are tired of the same three songs starting the day before Thanksgiving through Christmas, I've got a Christmas album they can find out there at greghager.com. I'm actually going to do a no-cost Christmas concert in Valley City on December 14th. Concert starts at 7 o'clock. It'll be a full band production, refreshments available for folks starting at 6 o'clock at the Valley City Eagles Club. Right here in Valley City. That'll be the next big show that we do. On the 30th, I'm doing a concert, which is a Sunday morning, doing a gospel set in Jamestown, North Dakota, at the First Church of the Nazarene. And then the next event I'm doing is December 7th, you know, after that, that's in Kellyer, Minnesota, going to do a Christmas concert up in northern Minnesota up at Kellyer. That's going to be a 6 o'clock concert on December 7th. And then, of course, for any folks who want to come over to Valley City, the big Christmas show on December 14th, which is a Sunday night, be 7 o'clock, will be, should be out of there by 8:30, so it won't be late for kids going back to school the next day.
Good deal. And I'm now I have them all pulled up, the dates and everything. I'm going to put that on my social media just so the folks will have a point of reference. And, man, I love what you do. God bless you and your efforts. And we're definitely going to have you back on the show. Thanks, Greg, for coming on the Common Sense Club.
We'll look forward. Thank you so much, Leon.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.